Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to number one.
Wait. What was that?
That was awesome.
That was a quick intro. I'm trying to keep up with the times.
That's so retro.
We're trying to get right to the point.
Yeah. I loved it.
Welcome to number one.
I missed the montage.
I'm your host, Daddy Mac Took. I'm joined by Dr. Roger Lecter, Smudgy, and John Branch here. And we have so much to talk about.
May I, Daddy, real quickly congratulate
John,
all the Bengals fans
on eating a hoagie.
Including John, Mr. John Hoagie Sheeran, and Hoji Hoagie.
It's a burrito.
And Daddy-O, I congratulate all of you because I believe that today is the first day of the regular season.
Is
no,
it?
It's not. So,
no, I believe it is.
Is there a game today?
I think he means...
Yes, I believe there is.
Yeah. You know, it's a regular season, if you, John, just geographically, somewhere in the world today, every day, some part of the world, it's a new NFL season.
Right.
But, John, what I want to talk about is who's going to make the team, who's not going to make the team. That is you. You just wrote an article.
I'm making the team?
You, John, you are in charge of deciding the team. It is your opinions that are read by the Blackburn family, and that's why they invite him to have the mock turtle soup, to pick his brain. And, John,
If I had known I had this influence, I would have put myself on the 53-man roster easily. Get paid way more than being on this show.
You wouldn't have survived. John, here's the thing. What surprises do you see for the 53-man roster?
So you have to first establish what the expectations are. And it seems like there's a handful of battles who are currently being decided right now. It's QB2 battle. There's tight end 3 battle. There's defensive line number 10 battle. There's like offensive line number 9 battle. And there's cornerback number 6 battle, right? I think we have front runners in basically all of those. Jake Browning is in line to be quarterback 2. I think Tanner Hudson is in line to be tight end 3. I think Cody Ford is probably going to be that last offensive lineman. I think J2 Faley is going to be that last defensive lineman. And DJ Ivy is going to be that last cornerback. So surprises to me were if 3 out of those 5 or however many battles I just listed went the other way. And for the most part, that would be keeping veterans like Mitch Wilcox is the other tight end other than Tanner Hudson competing for that spot. Sidney Jones is competing with DJ Ivy, but he hasn't played in 2 weeks. So that would be very surprising to see them keep Jones over Ivy, who was a draft pick and has 4 years of roster control with that contract. I think Raymond Johnson even making it over J2 Faley would be a surprise, despite how well Raymond Johnson has played in the preseason. He's arguably been their best player this past month, but they are really deep at defensive end, even despite some of the news that came out today on Monday evening. And I think they want to have 5 defensive tackles on the active roster. So that's kind of how I see it. But obviously things happen, things change. You have other players from other teams becoming available, and that impacts what your 53-man roster is. So there's still some time for these things to shake out, but I think we have a clear picture of what the team's going to look like.
Yeah. Well, John, let's talk about that news. Joseph Osai is no longer with us. The man went way too early. Wow, that burrito. John, I want to say he folded burrito himself. He made that himself during the show. He folded it with one hand.
It's never too late in the day to have a breakfast burrito.
No, it's not.
Because it's breakfast somewhere else in the world, and you have to just embody
just
that.
Just like the NFL
gotta
go with season. Yeah.
You got to roll with the punches.
John, so here's the thing. Joseph Osai was just coming into his own. Yes, he had...
What happened to him?
John, it is incredible. You tell him. I can't do it. It's too heartbreaking. Yeah.
I mean, you were going on like an intro there, and I hope you weren't like leading people away. He unfortunately suffered a high ankle sprain 7 snaps into the preseason finale against Washington, and a high ankle sprain typically takes at minimum 4 to 6 weeks to fully recover from. It's worse than a low ankle sprain. The higher you go, the worse it is. That's how that works. So we're looking at a situation where Osai is going to miss probably the first month, which would indicate that he will probably be placed on injured reserve after making the initial roster so that he can eventually come back during the regular season. Unfortunately, though, even if he is, I guess, past that 4 to 6 week threshold, when is he going to be 100%? When is he going to be able to plant that ankle to bend around the edge in the ways that the Bengals need him to? We're looking at a situation where it could be 2 months at minimum until we see a fully healthy 100%, you know, pin the ears back Joseph Asai with the Bengals line. And that really does suck because of the things that you were going to say.
I just want to say, Brian,
I was
and
a big
Iowa,
fan of Joseph
big
Asai
before he made that penalty. But John,
before he did the penalty.
John, I just want to say, Brian in Iowa has been a major contributor as a freelance reporter for the show. And last
very
week,
handsome
Ducks,
guy, by the
very
way,
handsome.
Brian.
And he's reporting, John. You see, Crypt Keeper said John Sheeran, John the Brain Sheeran, and he came up with the nickname. He says he never disappoints. And Brian in Iowa actually knows something, that you did disappoint
no,
once.
No, what were John, you born in 1993? Was that the disappointment? Or what's the... what? Were you even alive in 1993, John Sheeran?
I'm not going to disclose that information.
I think Brian wanted some sort of football guidance, and John wasn't around.
But I don't think John was around in the universe.
Well, it's crazy how Brian thinks that I look 30 years old when clearly I'm not. No. So,
Brian,
poor guy's only 22.
But I'm not going to disclose that information because I feel like Brian is digging for info, and I
he is. He's, a, don't he's an investigative.
That, he already has.
That's what he does. He
if
gets
you
the scoop.
If you want to know John as a friend, you got to come to down to the studio and get to know him personally. Now, speaking of friends, do our fans know about the whole Adam Pac-Man Jones show that
no,
we were
don't.
Signed up for? No. I mean, I just want to comment on that because our fans really should know the whole story. So Adam Pac-Man Jones and I, we go way back. We were friends, and we've been wanting to collaborate musically, artistically for a long time. And so we decided, hey, how better than to do a sports show, right? And we've been working on that sports show. And that sports show is going to be about Ohio and all of that, all the sports in Ohio. Anyways, it's going to be on TV and Bally's, and I'm famous again and all. But here's the thing. Because the Browns are a part of that show, I want
part
to talk
of Ohio, they're part of Ohio.
Ohio, and my show with Adam Pac-Man Jones called
it's about Ohio.
Adam Pac-Man Jones keeps crazy company.
And contractually, we're
obligated. So, because of that, I wanted to talk to John about Deshaun Watson's statement, because Deshaun Watson was quoted as saying that the first game against the Bengals versus Browns game, he said it's going to be fireworks, and I tried interpreting that using Chinese astrology. Fireworks drive away evil spirits. So I thought, what does that mean? I associate Deshaun Watson with, you know,
an evil spirit.
Well, he's not evil, but he's a man of happy endings, and we don't want it to be a happy ending for him on that day.
Right.
And so maybe the fireworks are going to drive away his happiness and bring ours, and it will be a Bengals win for that first game.
John, speaking of quarterbacks, I want to talk about, yes, so Bengals Browns football, that's funny, this man's name is perfect for the situation, but yeah, it's not a nickname, it's actually his name is Pac-Man. That's what he tells us to call him. We're not allowed to call him Adam in a working relationship with him, but
Pac,
it's
that's what his
Pac
fans call
or Pac-Man.
That was poetic though. That's
So anyways, John, I wanted to ask you about the Bengals backup quarterbacks, because they looked lackluster the first 2 preseason games. And then the 3rd preseason game, they came out firing, and especially Trevor Siemian, he was
really good.
He was really good, Judd, and he was like, he was shooting out, you know, his seed. He was spreading it all over the field.
He was erupting.
No, he was, John, it was
and
he was giving life-giving
juice
to the, he was disseminating the ball all over the field.
He would thrust the ball into the hands, the unwitting hands of many a wide receiver who was in the end zone.
A lot of people, they just look at him and they feel like they're catching the ball. Even just looking at him, they feel like it's crazy.
He was working with the tight ends. he was managing, you know, expectations of people who were receiving Siemens, you know.
All over, yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible, John. It was incredible. And he looked finally like the veteran we expect. I think even Browning looked a little better. So the question is, John, was it a bad Washington defense? Because we all saw Shedrick Jackson, who was on our show, he had a wide open, like, 35-yard touchdown. So what was going on in that game?
Jake Browning looked really good. He looked like the best out of the two. He actually put together a decent drive. It couldn't have actually went perfect. He went 4 for 4 for 42 yards. He had two completions to Andre Yosevash. One of them went for a touchdown.
That's not how you say his name.
So we finally
have... I'm sorry. How do you say his name? How do you say his name?
It's Yosavash.
That just
so we finally right, have... we finally,
Yosivash. Yosivash.
Yosavash. So we finally...
Sounds like you're making it up.
We finally
I'm not. That's what he said.
We have an Eastern European football player in the NFL.
He's from Hawaii. He's got Japanese and Filipino parents.
Wow. And why did they name him Yosavash?
I think that's his last name.
Ah, okay, cool.
You see, John had all of these questions. That's how he knows has the answers. Is all the questions that we had.
No, but John, Simeon, he was promising, right? And then he almost climaxed the drive, if you will. And then the pass was intercepted. You could say that it just didn't reach where it needed to go, and that kind of capped off his preseason. Unfortunately, they gave him a lot of reps, I think, to give him exposure to other teams who are in need of a quarterback. I think he kind of knew that after that touchdown from Browning that it was pretty much over. So he got out there and tried to put on a show. And unfortunately, just like the first two games, kind of fell short.
Well,
John, what do you think about this report that came out from Chris Rowling about final cuts being possible? And he was particularly talking about, on the defensive side, Josh Tupou. And getting maybe some other possible cuts, Travion Williams.
So I think those cuts in particular, I mean, first of all, final cuts are very probable to happen. I think you will see a lot of them Tuesday afternoon. In regards to those two players specifically, they are vested veterans, which means that they have accrued enough experience in the NFL to the point where if they were to be released before cutdowns are finalized, then they will not be subject to go through waivers, which means that the Bengals don't have to worry about them getting claimed by 31 other teams in about a 24-hour period. So they can release them in order to keep someone else on the roster to then move that player to an injury list, whether it be the PUP or IR, and then that frees up another roster spot available, and they can quickly re-sign whichever vested veteran they released in order to create the space. It's a lot of manipulation with the roster in these next couple of days.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the report that the Bengals are stressed out about? Maybe Browning isn't good enough. Maybe he's not caramelizing properly. And they want to negotiate the trade for Cooper Rush of the Cowboys.
John, or Will Grier.
What is that? Think? That seems like a lie.
Well, one of them is probably going to get cut for the Cowboys because they have Trey Lance now. So maybe. They tried to sign Cooper Rush in the offseason.
And when are we going to finally see the QB contract with the Joe Burrow?
They got 2 weeks, right? If he doesn't sign the next 2 weeks, then every line of the contract?
Yeah. Then what? Then what happens if he doesn't sign 2 weeks?
I don't think you're going to be able to get that opportunity. But if they don't sign him, then they'll have to wait until the next offseason. But
John, might have forgotten I am friends with and now a co-host with Adam Pacman-Jones. So
is he going to see the contract?
We're going to see it together. This was my assumption. That was my assumption.
John.
I'm famous. Okay.
Yeah. John, the last thing I want to talk about is Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
He is struggling.
Struggling.
Matthew Stafford.
We do not talk enough on this show about Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, he...
I think we've already talked enough.
Now, that's who is Matthew Stafford again?
So Matthew Stafford happened to be the quarterback opposite Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he happened to be the guy who was on the benefited from some...
The Rams.
The Rams very, very questionable.
The Rams had penalties. What people call a Stafford infection.
Yes, they
He's
do.
The guy
well,
who
now
pushed the lady. That he is... pushed the lady off the platform.
Yes, he pushed her off the platform.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so now, I just like a year and a half after beating our Bengals, John, he's gone senile. He's saying, "I can't talk to the younger players.
No,
they don't understand me.
No, they speak the slang. You got to speak their language, Daddy."
He's saying,
"I have young stepchildren."
Away.
Yeah,
yeah. And John, I mean,
do you know what it means,
disaster.
Daddy? Do you know what it means if you say someone's spent? That's so spent. Do you know what that means? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. No, you spending is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, good.
Anytime.
Okay. You knew that one.
Yeah. John, but he's basically saying that he needs to print out a Facebook to be able to learn their
Do you
names.
Know what sus means? If someone's sus?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Means yeah, you get extra sus on your burrito, John.
Touché, you win again.
So here's the thing, John. It is unfortunate that the Bengals played the Rams when they did because, whoa, they would have beat them any other time.
I know. They would have beat them actually on the night they played them if the referees hadn't have decided otherwise. Yeah.
John doesn't like living in the past. So, John, what other breaking news do you have for us on the show?
Nothing breaking, but we were graced with the presence of...
Thank you.
Cedric Jackson about a month ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, I want to talk about Cedric Jackson.
And he scored a touchdown.
John, he's had good.
What do you mean, no? He
outings.
Did.
I know, but he had good games before that. It's not just one touchdown.
Yeah.
He's been good. Do you think he can make the team?
He stacked back to back to back great games for an undrafted receiver.
Yeah.
He was playing with a backup offense.
Yeah.
And he looked really good.
Look,
he will not make
faster.
The team.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. You say that Trenton Irvin is a lock. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't he undrafted too? I mean, this guy's faster.
Yeah. Is Cedric Jackson better than Trent Irwin right now?
No.
He's faster. That's what
He's faster.
Speed is not that important.
He will make the practice squad and
Joe Burrow
will develop,
is not, Joe,
and maybe
Joe
he'll make
does
the
not,
team next year.
Joe Burrow does not do Thanks. That much work in the far, far away parts of the field. So, I mean...
Yeah, but Cedric could give them an element of a lot of yards as
the
catch on short
Keep
passes.
Keep the defense
which,
honest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which, again, is useful, right? And that's why he'll be on the practice squad. They can practice those plays. And if injuries of receivers occur, then he can be elevated up. But until
John,
then,
I just want to say with the Browns, they're going through a lot, according to a report by Dr. Andrew Seiler, where they released Cade York. And it's very upsetting.
Yeah, have you read the Andrew Seiler piece on that?
No,
it just came on our screen.
Yeah. Cade York, I'm guessing, John, I'm guessing he played
football.
Fullback is the position I'm guessing that he played. And now he's
not
gone.
Even close.
Shut up.
So it's very sad news about Cade York.
It's really bad about Cade York. Everybody keeps talking about Cade York.
I feel like this show, I feel like we've covered everything, John, that we set out to cover.
It is the preseason.
We covered more than we needed to. Why the hell did we talk about Matthew Stafford?
Yeah.
I was practicing for the Pac-Man show, John. All right. So I think really, John, I hate to say it, but I think we just got to end this. That's what I'm
Drafting kickers is dangerous. It's a risky proposition, especially in the fourth and fifth round. Only the Bengals should do it, though, because they're pretty good at it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I knew they were going to be. I called it, if everybody remembers, on that year. Mm-hmm. I said McPherson was going to be fierce. I said that. Yeah.
And with that, don't forget to subscribe to our notifications. Like, share, tell your friends about us. Read John's articles on A2ZSports.com/Cincinnati. Will Randall be attending Oktoberfest in Cincinnati? No. John, just answer that one for you. See you next time. So long, Sviti. Guys.
Thumbs up. Like the video.
Yeah, we had some time there. John, finish that burrito before the show's over.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.